flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
In a Zen monastery, a disciple approached his master, Haijuku, and said, "Master, I have been living in this monastery for quite some time, and I don't see enlightenment anywhere. I have been doing meditation, I have been studying scriptures, I have been doing all the service at monastery, following every guideline. Contemplating, spending time in silence. And yet, I don't see any progress. And yet, I feel the same agitation within. What should I do to bring the enlightenment?" And the master Haijuku said, "Go and start watching the cow." The disciple was surprised, and yet he nodded. And the master added one more line: "Keep seeing the cow until you become the cow." It was preposterous, and yet the disciple followed. He went out and saw a cow gazing, and he started watching the cow. The cow was gazing, the cow was chewing at times, the cow was sitting, resting, sleeping, standing, moving around. And the disciple kept observing. and whilst he was observing, he became calm. The tranquil nature of the cow, the serenity with which the cow was carrying itself, the peace, the silence penetrated the disciple, and he suddenly became peaceful. His questions were gone. His ambition disappeared. His doubts vanished. And after many days, when the master Haijuku came, he saw his disciple, but now there is a sea change. Everything is changed. The disciple does not have any question. The disciple is not having any doubt. He is not agitated. Sitting calmly, unruffled, the natural state of awareness. The disciple forgot everything about enlightenment. And when you forget about enlightenment, the enlightenment comes. When you desire enlightenment, it runs away. Enlightenment is not an achievement. The highest stage, the complete stage, the perfect state, it's not an achievement. Once you achieve it, it's done. It's not like that. Enlightenment is a journey. Enlightenment is day-to-day awareness. It's beat-to-beat awareness. Enlightenment is here and now. It's a state of alertness. And yet, you are peaceful. You are calm. Desireless. Even the desire to become something is dropped. Such a state of naturalness. Is the spiritual fragrance. It is not about effort. It's not about difficulty. It's about flow. It's about to be at ease with oneself, to be in sync with the nature. It is to get rid of the discord. It is to eliminate the dichotomy and to come to one's unified consciousness, one's undivided awareness. That is being karmatit. That is to become complete like the Father, a state of naturalness, a state of awareness, a state of enlightenment, a state of desirelessness. Today, in today's Murli, Baba is talking about fragrance, and he said, you all are spiritual roses. You are spiritual rose in the garden of God. And he has mentioned all these 21 qualities of a spiritual rose. The first, soul-to-soul connection. A spiritual rose is somebody who is soul conscious, doesn't see the body, doesn't talk with the body. He sees the soul and talks with the body. Second, he knows that the whole world is a drama and every actor is playing its part. There is nothing to get surprised. There is nothing to get shocked. This drama is a variety drama. Every soul is unique and every soul is on his unique journey. You cannot say this is right and that is wrong, and he is good and he is not good. Everyone is progressing, moving ahead, though some of them are walking at a snail's pace and some are speedily racing. Yet this drama is for enjoyment. Drama is unique and you must know the uniqueness of each actor. In yesterday's Murli also Baba said, drama, nothing new. Variety sanskars, variety personalities. Here, in this family, you have got variety personalities with their variety natures and idiosyncrasies. The third, spiritual soul, spiritual rose is somebody who always feels the canopy. Canopy of protection. Wherever you go, wherever, whatever you do, there is a subtle presence of that canopy above you. And you feel it, that somebody is protecting me, guiding me all the time. I receive divine guidance. And my guidance doesn't come from human beings. And my guidance doesn't come with words. It travels. It comes through vibrations. I get inspired to do new things. I get inspired for new services. And there is an aura of protection all the time, encompassing me, shielding me, protecting from the evil, the devil, the devilish forces, the demoniac tendencies. Don't touch me. The next is, spiritual rose is somebody who always follows Srimat. You see that your every thought and your action is in alignment with the divine guidance. Spiritual rose is someone who feels he is an instrument, as if a puppet, and the puppeteer is above, with strings controlling him. It's a play of puppet and puppeteer. He is doing things through me. I don't do anything on my own, but I have been made an instrument. He has chosen me to become an instrument for his work, for his task. And it is my fortune that I became an instrument. So what ego? It is not my doing. He is the doer. I am detached. He is using me. And the next, I offer myself just as he offers himself. I also offer myself unto him. The next is, he and I remain combined. Nothing can separate us. Nothing. Neither death nor life, nor things present or things to come, nor angels or principalities, neither height nor depth, neither riches nor nakedness shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Some of the verses of Bible talks about this combined nature. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we remain combined. The next is, nothing can separate us. He cannot live without me and I cannot live without him. The love is eternal and bilateral, not lopsided. The next is the fragrance. And which is the fragrance? One Father and none other. This is the fragrance, and this fragrance is eternal and constant. The next is, he is in my eyes and I am in his eyes. The next, with these eyes, I see something beyond the physical. While seeing the persons and while seeing the objects of this world, I don't see them. The next, my eyes see only the kingdom of angels, the spiritual kingdom, or the world of deities. The next, the spiritual rose is somebody who only does service day and night, nothing else. The next, there is always a desire that every soul should inherit what I have inherited. The next, all those souls who are under influence, they should get power. The next, don't look at the imperfections, the flaws, the defects. Because when we keep seeing the flaws, the defects, we unconsciously imbibe them. So while seeing them, we know that every soul is on a journey. The next is, give cooperation of your powers. The next, become a donor for outsiders, souls, and for the Brahmin family, be a cooperative. Have good wishes for everyone. He's like that, not like this. The next, 20th. Every soul who is coming is peaceless, is poor, unhappy. Give them happiness. Make them rich. Give them peace. And the last, you should have only one vision of world transformation. So these are all the 21 qualities, characteristics of a spiritual soul or spiritual rose. So today's work, Inner Saint Journal. Think of those moments where you became like a spiritual rose and you emitted calmness, fragrance. Reflect on those experiences which impacted others. So, journaling, Inner Saint Journal. The second is, you can write a letter to your future self, infusing it with the qualities you aspire to cultivate as spiritual rose, Ruhe Gulab. Compassion, strength, harmony. So writing a letter to one's own future self. The future self who is an embodiment of all the virtues. And the last thing, dream board of world transformation. Create a vision board or dream board. Write what all things can be done for world transformation, since we are world transformer. So this is all about spiritual rules. Om Shanti.